It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyde. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How you doing?
Good. Sun shining. Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Actually, yeah. Beautiful.
It's all relative. I want to talk about something that's been haunting me.
Oh.
I have, well, not literally, but I have, I interviewed Wendy Palmer, who is an Aikido master, and she's the creator of Leadership Embodiment, which is taking Aikido off the mat into the world. And when I was interviewing Wendy, she said something that's just really stuck with me. She said, what do people talk about? What do they put their energy on? Like, if I'll say, what do you not like? They'll give it to me in big volumes. Ah, those people in Washington, and I hate when that people don't do this, and they have a lot of energy. And then she'll say, well, what do you want to create in your life? And they'll maybe, you know, talk like this a little, you know, well, you know, I kind of like maybe to, you know, and the difference in where our focus is, difference in our energy, it's huge. And we have such capacity to create the quality of our day, to put our energy towards what matters most. Mm-hmm. And yet, a lot of our energy, think about just our thoughts when we wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold out there again. You know, we get into, it's understandable. Our brains are wired for the negative and all that.
Yep.
But we have capacity. We have capacity to focus on what we want more of in our life. We have capacity to focus on a quality we want to bring into our day. We have the capacity to focus on what's working. And yet,
what do we do?
What do we do?
Yeah.
And so that whole thing about, think about the power of that. I know that's true in a course of a day or a week. I'll have much more volume about, oh, I can't believe this isn't working. And I can't believe I can't get up my driveway. You know, as opposed to, oh, look at that sunlight. Are we blessed or what?
Yeah.
And my dog wants to go out yet again. And aren't I blessed to have this sweet little dog in my life? You know, where do we focus our attention? How do we learn to focus on what matters most? And it could be in the small way, like what quality do I want to bring to my day? It could be in a little bigger way, what would I like to make happen in the next month? And it could be, what's my life about? You know, you could take it any scale and any level that you want. But first you have to know what it is. And then the tricky part, how do I focus my attention on it? Because I know you've tried meditation, CJ,
mm-hmm.
and our brains scatter. That's the way, you know, that's the natural, we know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so I've been working on, I've been trying to focus my attention on how I work. How do I work in a little bit more spacious way, a little bit more relaxed, fun way? And what happens is, like Monday morning, pretty good. Wednesday morning, what was it again? And Friday's the old pattern.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty natural. And the thing is, when I notice the Wednesday, it's for most of us, it's like, why even try? Like, oh, see, this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a very compassionate, wow, that's really understandable. I would go back to what I've done for many, many decades. And okay, so how do I just reset again? What is it that I want again?
Yep.
But we often then get into beating ourselves up. So it becomes really, really hard to even look at what we're focusing on because we're not happy with what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
So self-compassion becomes a key aspect to this. Now, if you have no idea, what do I want to focus my energy on? You may have like a small thing like, okay, I'd like to declutter my house next month, or I'd like to be healthier next month. That is great. And there's a Confucius saying that something like, he who hunts two rabbits catches none. It helps to focus on one goal at a time and really, really keep it in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, I don't even know what I want to create. I don't even know what qualities matter. It's a good question to keep working and reflect on. You can't make up an answer. Oh, you can, but it doesn't hold.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And it's worth spending the time to live into that question, as Rilke would say. I just was rereading a leadership study on leaders that were resilient. And resilience is a capacity all of us would love to have a bit more of, I think, mm-hmm. to deal with whatever life throws at us. And what it was saying was the one element, there are many elements of capacities that leaders have that help them be resilient, but the one that's non-negotiable is meaning. They have to know what matters. They have to know why they get up in the morning. That would help any of us. If we have that in our mind's eye, it's like, what am I about? What matters most? It could be just how I show up in the day, more kind or more giving or more patient. And it could be my work is to create art that opens people's eyes. You know, it could be a huge range of possibilities there. And it's worth sitting with that question mm-hmm. because that's what increases your capacity to be resilient. And then once you have that, then it's the patience to focus your attention on what matters most. As the Buddha said, all that we are is a result of what we have thought. We have a lot of power in what we focus on. Yep. So why not focus on something we want to create as opposed to, ain't it awful?
Very good. Thank you,
CJ. Marcia.